Dust off the Batsuit, there's a new Batman. Actually, there's also a new Batsuit, worn by actor Christian Bale, as he goes where Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, and George Clooney have all gone before, not to mention Adam West. The new prequel, Batman Begins, opens today. It's directed by Christopher Nolan, who made his reputation with the movie Memento, which told its story backwards. For this movie, critic Bob Mondello says Nolan definitely starts at the beginning, the very beginning.
We've only known Bruce Wayne, the millionaire playboy and Gotham City crime fighter, as a fully formed Bat guy. In all the other Batman movies, he had the Batmobile and the Batsuit and all the Bat gear. In this one, we find out how he got there, by way of an Asian prison, apparently, where he has been fighting crime in a very low-tech way.
Are you so desperate to fight criminals that you lock yourself in to take them on one at a time?
Actually, there were, seven.
I counted six, Mr. Wayne.
How do you know my name?
The world is too small for someone like Bruce Wayne to disappear, no matter how deep he chooses to sink.
Who are you?
My name is merely Ducard, but I speak for Raz.
Ducard offers Wayne ninja training high in the Himalayas and also tells him he needs to overcome fear by becoming fear, or maybe becoming feared. In either case, it doesn't sound like very good advice, and the next thing you know, they're having a colorfully explosive falling out, and Wayne is back in Gotham City with his butler, Alfred, hatching a plan.
Will you call me back to Gotham for long, sir?
As long as it takes. I'm going to show the people of Gotham their city doesn't belong to the criminals and the corrupt.
Happily, the family business has a weapons unit in the basement run by a friend of his father's.
She was built as a bridging vehicle. During combat, two of these would jump over a river towing cables. And over here on the throttle, flip that open and throttle up. This will boost you into a rampless jump.
Right now!
Director Christopher Nolan is determined to breathe life back into a franchise that started out stylish and only slightly silly, and ended up silly and only slightly stylish. He's been saying in interviews he wanted the prequel to be real, so he and screenwriter David S. Goyer have given their hero carefully considered reasons to mistrust authority figures, fear dark caves, and adore a childhood sweetheart from afar. They've cast Christian Bale, who could probably invest SpongeBob SquarePants with a believable backstory, and rather than having him battle a cartoonish supervillain with high-tech toys, pit this troubled, terribly human guy against an unsympathetic psychiatrist, a fatherly terrorist, and a corrupt police department. Overcome his fears, indeed.
Turn off your engine! Step away from the car!
All of this meshes nicely with the new psychoanalytical trend for movies about the super skilled. Critics who have recently found themselves talking earnestly about the Hulk's anger management issues and how family-oriented Spider-Man has become barely have to shift gears to address Bruce Wayne's Oedipus complex, and if the explosions and chases in Batman Begins eventually become as loud and as dumb as the genre demands, Nolan at least grounds things at the beginning and keeps them gritty. You can quibble about his placing the camera so close to action that you can't always tell who's throwing the punches, but credit him with doing exactly what he said he'd do. He has made the most plausible, most psychologically motivated, and most real movie yet about a guy who runs around town in a bat suit. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.